danger. It's danger.
Everybody come to the Breakfast Club. I call this the hot seat.
You're wild. Can I live?
You are out of control. I can't even deal with you.
Y'all are so petty. Why are y'all so petty?
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Captain of this bitch.
Angela Yee.
I stay in everybody's business, but in a good way.
Charlamagne the God.
The ruler of rubbing you the wrong way.
The Breakfast Club.
Ain't for everybody.
Hey, good morning, Charlamagne.
Good morning, Angela Yee. It's Friday! Yes, the end of the work week.
Yes, it is.
This was a great week, though, man.
And DJ Envy is not here today.
Yeah, I don't know if Envy's on vacation or if he is out promoting his first single, Text Me Your Number, featuring Fetty Wap.
It's just Text Your Number.
Text Your Number.
Mm-hmm.
I was having some debates about that yesterday because one of my homeboys hit me and goes, now, if I text you my number.
Don't you have it?
Don't I have it? Or don't that mean that you already got mine? But I was like, no, people say that. Like, that was the debate.
I think what it is when you're out in the club and you meet somebody and you say, text your number, text it right now. I just met you, text your number while I'm standing right here.
I'll give you my number, and then I'll be like, yo, text me your number. I do that all the time.
Yes.
Like, I'll take somebody's phone, put my number in it, and be like, yo, text me information right now.
Right, that's what it is.
Yeah, I do that all the time. So
it happens all the time.
All the time. Right. All the time.
Yeah. What was the debate?
That was the debate. He was just confused at the whole text me your number thing. And I was like, people do that. We say that. But he was like, but it was just stupid.
Now, Text Your Number is a new single that DJ Envy just put out.
Featuring Fetty Wap.
Yesterday.
Yes.
Yes, and DJ Slink.
I don't know what Slink does on the record. He must have produced it.
Right, it's Fetty Wap and DJ Slink.
What did you do yesterday?
Yesterday, I had a very full day, so shout out to everybody. I did the Daily Glow, and that's on Little Things. That was really fun. Shout out to my girl Marisol Castro.
Little Thing.
And then after that, I went and hung out with Styles P and Ajua, his wife. They had an event, and that was for Juices for Life at Mass Appeal. That's the magazine. A lot of people were there. I saw Bun B and I saw his wife. I saw Lloyd Banks there. Who else did I see? I saw my guy Wayno. Last night as well. It was a lot of people there. I can't even remember everybody who was there. But Faishan was there. Yeah, that's what I did last night. And then I went by the House of Vans party that Dave Chappelle was hosting. He was hosting a party in Brooklyn. Shout out to Donnell Rawlings, who invited me to come out to that. And that was, I had a very full day yesterday. You can hear it in my voice.
I had a couple meetings and I was asleep because I stayed out past 1 in the morning on a Wednesday night.
So you can only do that once a week.
Absolutely. So that, you know, at my age, that just deletes the very next day for me. It's like being drunk and having a hangover. You know what I'm saying? You know how you get drunk on a Wednesday and then be hungover on Thursday? That's how I'd be if I don't get no sleep. So I did nothing but sleep. I got me a nice, went to bed by 9 o'clock last night. Drop one of Clue's bombs for me.
That's great.
All right.
I'm going to get some sleep tonight at midnight.
All you idiots out there who say things like sleep when you're dead and sleep is the cousin of death. No, if you don't get any sleep, you're going to die. All right? Sleep is good for you.
All right, well, let's get ready for front page news. We are going to talk about how many people are struggling in America with alcohol abuse. These numbers are incredible.
Oh, okay. And Pretty Ricky will be here this morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Remember them? I know you're asking where we found Pretty Ricky, but all four members of Pretty Ricky will be here this morning, okay? It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Hey, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy is on vacation. We got front page news right now. Talk to me, Yee. What happened?
Yes, we are going to talk about Donald Trump versus North Korea some more.
I'm glad you said it like
it's
that.
It's not the United States.
Exactly.
Donald Trump
versus Kim Jong-un. Jong-un.
Now, the crazy thing is that this whole time that Donald Trump has been issuing these threats, he's also been on the golf course in Bedminster, New Jersey. So it's not like he's at the White House or anything. Now, originally, this was what Donald Trump had to say about North Korea.
North Korea best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Now, North Korean officials had responded saying the United States would suffer a shameful defeat and final doom if it persists in extreme military adventure, sanctions, and pressure. That was a statement that they made. At the center of all this is Guam, which is a small island that's a U.S. territory in the Pacific Ocean. It's home to a U.S. Navy base and the Anderson Air Force Base. They could potentially get missiles launched at them from North Korea. Here is what Donald Trump had to say after North Korea issued their statement.
They've been doing this to our country for a long time, for many years, and it's about time that somebody stuck up for the people of this country and for the people of other countries. So if anything, maybe that statement wasn't tough enough. And we're backed by 100% by our military. We're backed by everybody. But if anything, that statement may not be tough enough. North Korea better get their act together or they're going to be in trouble like few nations ever have been in trouble in this world.
Who the F does Donald Trump think he is? Talking all greasy from the comforts of your golf course? It's easy to talk like that because he won't be affected. You got a problem with Kim Jong-un, you go fight him. Go grab your sons and y'all go over there and get that smoke.
Now, it would take 14 minutes flight time if all the factors are successful if they did try to launch a missile from North Korea to Guam. So that's the amount of time they would have to potentially be warned, 14 minutes.
If I lived in Guam and I had the means, I'd be trying to get out of Guam right now. Because Trump don't care about Guam. If you cared about Guam, you wouldn't be doubling down, talking so greasy and so tough. And weren't you the same person that said Barack Obama talks too much when it comes to telling people our plans?
Well, Donald Trump also said, let's see what he does with Guam. If he does something in Guam, it will be an event the likes of which nobody has seen before.
No, shouldn't you try to intervene? And if you don't want to be diplomatic, send somebody over there to be diplomatic or get somebody on the phone that can be diplomatic and have some dialogue. We don't want anything to happen to Guam either.
This is not Celebrity Apprentice.
Jesus
Christ. This is real life.
This is not Call of Duty. All right? This is not Game of Thrones. Like, no, this isn't how any of this works. We don't need a red wedding.
Well, now there's been a study in America that finds that 1 in 8 Americans are struggling with alcohol abuse. These numbers are crazy. Now, they actually looked at people, 40,000 people between the years of 2002 and 2003, and then studied their habits again 10 years later to do a long-term picture. Now, what they have found is that alcohol use disorders rose by almost 50%, but these numbers are actually even more for certain groups. They're saying alcohol use disorders have almost doubled among the African-American population to 92.8% and increased nearly 84% among women. But the group that saw the highest increase was senior citizens. Individuals 65 and older with alcohol abuse disorders saw a 106.7% increase in alcohol use disorders. Now, if you know what a disorder is, that means drinking interfering with your home, with your family, with your job responsibilities, increasing the chances of danger or injury. If you have withdrawal symptoms when you're coming down from intoxication, and if you're just unable to stop drinking, that means you have a disorder.
I don't have that problem. I love my Remy, but I find myself just drinking on vacation now.
Yeah, you know what I do now? I only have maximum if I go out 1 or 2 drinks.
Mm.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor reports.
All right, it's time for Get It.
I mean, Front Page News.
Front Page News. It's time for Get It Off Your Chest, okay? If you're pissed off about something, you're angry about something, you can call and vent about it. Or if you're just feeling blessed, black, and highly favored, you can call up and sing praises to your God, okay? 1-800-585-1051. And please understand that Pretty Ricky will be here this morning.
It's a Friday, and it's definitely a freaky one with Pretty Ricky.
Yes, we've dug up all 4 members of Pretty Ricky. We found them, and they will be here this morning, okay? It's The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
You can't even pick up the mother phone and dial.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Get it off your chest on a Friday. Now, call the two. You want to be anonymous?
Yes.
All right. Why are you blessed or not?
No, I'm mad. I'm telling you why I'm mad.
Okay. Why are you mad, boo?
Okay, because for the last 9 years, I've been dealing with this female. And for the last 3 years, I've been dealing with this guy. And now I'm being honest with the both of these people, and I'm letting them know that this is what it is. I want the girl to leave, but she doesn't want to leave me. And I'm really mad. I need to know, what am I supposed to do?
Why do you guys do things like try to make someone leave you? Why don't you just leave her?
I have on several occasions. And she's like a little puppy. All she does is follow me.
Been licking on you for 9 years.
And then you let her come back.
Don't say it like that.
Why don't you just do both of them? Why can't you have both?
Well, see, currently I am. I'm just, you know.
You don't want her to leave if you're currently still messing with her.
Angelina Yee, don't do that. Yes, I do. I do want her to leave.
So why are you still messing with her?
That tongue.
No, it's not. She won't leave me. She won't leave. And really, it's like really, really starting to bother me. And it's like every day I wake up, and you know how that feeling is. You wake up and you want to roll over and get some.
Listen,
I can't do that.
I can't wait till she leaves you because you're going to miss her mouth so much. Because even though you liking that penis, he can't eat it the way she eats it. I know she can't.
And I'm going to be...
He can't penetrate it the way he penetrated. So what's more important?
Now, that's why you have both.
That's a fact. But let's be honest, Anonymous. If you really wanted her to leave, you would leave her alone, okay?
Okay, how would I do that, Angela Yee?
Stop taking her phone calls. Stop talking to her. Stop letting her come over.
Stop letting her. Stop.
We live in the same house.
Stop. Oh, that ain't going nowhere.
Okay, why don't you move?
And you still using her mouth when you want to.
Oh, boy.
I know you are. You act like you don't like her, but you're going to go home tonight and make her do what she do.
You're sending mixed signals.
But alright, so which party? The male or the female?
What you mean, which party?
Because he's putting pressure on me to leave her to be with him.
Man, nobody wins when the family feuds. Bring everybody together, boo. This is what you need to do. One good threesome will change everybody's mind. I'm telling you.
I'm trying. She's just not with it. It's
she's
okay.
not with the threesome?
Because she doesn't like men.
She's the aggressive in the relationship, exactly.
Oh, you got you a young MA?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, okay.
Well,
yeah, she gonna fist fight. Her and that guy gonna fist fight, boo.
Well, first thing you gotta do is stop living in the same house.
It's not that easy, but I'll try. Thank you.
Yeah, it's clearly.
Everybody act like it's not that easy. If you really, really, really can't stand being with somebody, you'll figure it out. All right. It is Get It Off Your Chest on a Friday. That was crazy. It is Freaky Freaky Friday. Call us up 1-800-585-1051. You can tell us why you're mad or tell us why you're glad. It's The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
What's up, Mike? Tell us why you are mad this morning.
Good morning. It's me, Charlamagne Tha God. I'm blessed today because I got about 20 young men. I started about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, in Greensboro, North Carolina, with an organization called Future, which stands for Fathers Understanding True Universal Reasoning Effectively. Mm. And we're hosting our first school drive in a couple weeks, about 2 weeks on the 26th. And we're cleaning up one of the roughest streets in our hometown. So if anybody would like to donate, my email is martineywilson@gmail.com. And we're trying to bring back that strong communal bond that, well, most of us grew up with back in the day, and trying to bring home that strong communal foothold back in that community.
Is there a website that people can go to get more information?
Currently not at the moment. We just started about 2 months ago, so we're still trying to get all the paperwork together. I have information that I could email to anybody who wants any. Like I said, again, my email is martineywilson@gmail.com.
I like what you're doing, sir. Keep the good work up. All right, my brother?
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good one.
All right, you too. Yes, good morning. Tell us what you want to get off your chest. Are you mad or are you glad?
I'm blessed. Angela Yee, good morning. Charlamagne, good morning. It's Mr. Pay It Forward. It's Manny. What's going on?
What's up, Manny? What's happening, brother?
Charlamagne, man, I gave you my number and my email Monday, man. I've been waiting to hear from you.
Text your number.
I've been waiting to hear from you guys.
I got it right here.
Yes, I'm blessed, though, because I'm trying to do this whole Pay It Forward thing, man. But I'm on a mission, man, and I really need y'all help. So could y'all please check out DM?
I'm emailing you right now, Manny, literally.
All right, there we go.
All right, man. Stay blessed. Stay it forward.
All right, my brother. I'm a man of my word, okay? If I say I'm going to do something for somebody, I'm going to do it, damn it.
Good morning. Tell us what you want to get off your chest. You mad or you glad?
I'm glad, baby. I'm glad.
All right.
Why you glad, baby?
Spread that
Why
love,
glad?
Baby.
Oh, I thought this was the intern. What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing today?
Oh, you was trying to talk all smooth, but now it's just us.
Yeah, your intern sounds sexy. She don't sound sexy as you, though.
Uh-oh, okay, all right.
Yeah. Charlamagne, what's up? Who you talking to, son?
Oh, now you want to switch your voice up all of a sudden.
Wow, why you trying to sound all tough with you?
Yeah, man, because that's Body Locks over there. He know the drill. Body Count Records in the building.
Talk to me sexy like you was just talking to Yee, bro. Talk to me.
Talk to me sexy. Yeah, man, Body Count Records with his
Nah. Talk to me. The only body count I want to know about is how many men you've been with.
But yo, I'm mad. Why everybody keep calling up trying to promote their little way, trying to copy my style? Why they doing that?
Because y'all
Porta Man Potty, Porta Potty, Porter, whatever his name is, PP Potty Man. Yo, tell him to get his waves out of here.
And yeah, what about Young Josh?
We're not about to have beef between listeners, okay?
Young Joshua. Never heard of him.
Yes,
but if he's doing it, tell him to get lost. We in the sauce. Body Count Records with a Z at the end. Not an X.
How come we don't never hear your music?
Because I ain't feel like releasing it yet, but it's coming real soon. Probably like another one.
It's not the 90s, man. That Tough Guy gangster stuff is dead. It's not the 90s, early 2000s. That Tough Guy gangster street stuff is dead. Body Count Records. Shut up. Now, you got rumor report coming up?
Yes, we are going to talk about 2 Chainz, find out how he is persevering. I thought he was going to have to reschedule his tour, but I guess not. We'll tell you what happened with him. Also, Cardi B was not too happy. She was going off. We'll tell you why.
And we got Pretty Ricky next hour. Yes, we have found Pretty Ricky. We dug him up. They will be here next hour, okay? It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on?
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, so apparently somebody was really trolling Cardi B yesterday. They were posting some old tweets that she had put up and saying that she has a problem with black women and that she calls black women roaches. But I actually looked at those tweets and I didn't see any instances that felt at all crazy. There was only one issue that Cardi B had. And here is the video of what she actually cleared up. Check it out.
You ever cheat on me? I'm be like, I'm gonna take him out. We're gonna get drunk. I'm gonna get him all perked up and everything. We're gonna have a good time. Then bring a bitch around. We're gonna have a threesome. And when he wake up, he gonna be like, what the f-? Yeah, because the bitch was a tranny. I'm be like, yep, we had a threesome with a tranny. Yep, a tranny sucked your You don't gotta fuck another to get even, bitch. There's other ways to get even. You know?
Cardi, it's trans woman. Okay, trans person.
Right. Now, mind you, this is an old video. So she said, I said that word before. I didn't know it was a bad word. Now y'all coming back talking about I'm transphobic, STFU with the BS. So she didn't know back then. And
how can you be transphobic if you just said you want to have a threesome with a trans woman?
I guess because the word, the misuse of the word.
She just doesn't understand the proper verbiage, the proper language.
This is old tweets and old videos that people are posting. So she said, MF has been trying to F my ish up all day. The devil really working, but yeah, the devil are invited to this D.
Well, I have a saying, and that saying is Malcolm X was once Malcolm Little. If you don't understand that saying, you've never seen the movie X by Spike Lee. You never read the autobiography of Malcolm X. But basically, I'm saying people grow. People evolve, okay? The way someone thought 5 years ago, they probably don't think that way now. And judging people based off something they said 5 years ago is stupid. Period. And guess what? Y'all would not care about anything Cardi B said 5 years ago if she wasn't popping now, period. Okay?
Right. And then what happened was she had tweeted out to somebody, she called the woman a burned roach. She said, you look ugly. You look like a burned roach. But she basically has called people roaches all the time. It didn't really have to do with the color, but I guess she said this person dug up pictures of women darker than her and tried to say that she called only women darker. God. But she did say it to a lot of people. That's like her insult. You're a roach.
I can't stand these clowns on social media who be saying things like, let's cancel Cardi. Cardi need to be canceled. Y'all can't cancel anything. Well, God is blessed, no man can curse. Y'all just be mad people be popping and y'all just be trying to tear them down. Crabs in the
I'm
barrel.
Only mad that she even bothered to respond to all of this.
Oh, no, Cardi got time.
That made it a bigger story.
It's good when you respond, though, because your engagement be high. Y'all don't be knowing that. Like, you know, when you have these meetings with people, and they be like, your engagement is so high. I had a meeting yesterday, and the guy said that. And I said, yeah, because I'm quick to clap back at somebody and call him a digital D-head.
Yeah, some people don't deserve the attention, though.
I love it.
All right, well, 2 Chainz, he has broken his leg. He thought he was going to have to reschedule his tour. He said when he woke up, his doctor told him, well, looks like you're going to have to cancel. He said, so I told him maybe it means God wants me to use my mind and be creative. So after all the morphine and pain meds wore off, I called management and said, somebody find me a pink wheelchair. I can't let my fans down. Besides, I'm passionate about this ish. So now he has continued his tour, and he has his next show tonight in Anaheim, California.
How the hell 2 Chainz break that long-ass leg? That's what I want to know. Has anybody hit 2 Chainz and asked him how he broke that long-ass leg of his?
Yeah, I think it was some recreational activity.
Playing basketball or something? Running? What was 2 Chainz doing?
From what I heard, and this is just a rumor, since this is the Rumor Report, okay. It was on an ATV.
Oh, all right.
So, yeah, not 100% sure, but that was the rumor. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your Rumor Report.
Yeah. Raw's Most Dangerous Morning Show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy is on vacation, promoting his new single.
Or both.
Or both. Something's going on.
Right, and we got Pretty Ricky here.
Pretty goddamn Ricky.
What up, what up?
I'm glad to see y'all back together, man.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming, man. It's your boy, Baby Blue. Whoa.
Y'all have all individually had some crazy things just happening in life.
Very interesting. Yeah. First of all, y'all really blood brothers?
Yeah, really blood? Yeah, me and Spectacular got the same mama, same daddy. Slick, he really our cousin.
Okay.
And Pleasant, man, I got adopted, man.
He got adopted. Listen.
I don't know my daddy.
Together. So that's brothers, period. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. It don't get no deeper than that.
Whose idea was it to get back together? What made y'all say, you know what, let's bring the band back together?
Because I have to say, I never thought that was going to happen.
I don't know, man. Me and P always kept in touch. We just always talked about it.
I think it was a timing kind of thing. You know, it's like, we left a lot on the table, so it's like, you know what, let's just do one last album, one last tour for the fans, and we just put it together to do that.
So it's not Marcus Cooper. You're back to Pleasure P.
Yes, Pleasure P. You know, but for some reason, I'm always Marcus Cooper, but, you know, so much money done went into the name Pleasure P, it's kind of hard to make a transition unless you like, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Because at one point you did want to be Marcus Cooper.
Still Marcus Cooper now.
I mean, go by, you know, professionally.
Yeah, but no matter how many times I say, yo, my name Marcus Cooper, oh, that's Pleasure P.
But it worked the other way, because when a female come and holler at us about it, they'd be like, where Marcus at? Mm-hmm. They'll call him by his name.
Right. That's it's hard to be like, where's
that's
Pleasure?
When you know you're having sex raw. When a girl calls you by your woman's name, when you got a nickname, you hear me. When you got a nickname, she calls you by your government.
For sure.
Do you think boy bands can work in this era?
I don't think it's about this era, to be honest. I think it's just about our fans and the people that love us. You know what I mean? Like, we sold out, like, a lot of shows, you know, recently. Like, we just put it up, and within a week or two, it just sold out. So we playing the same venues that any artist that's out right now playing and selling it out. So I think it don't really matter.
So Rico Love is executive producing a new project?
Yes. Yeah. Shout out to Rico Love. Shout out to Big D. Yeah, Lamb.
Man, you put something in the drink, man.
What? It's brand new.
I ain't Bill Cosby now.
Man, you put something in the drink, man. I don't know. I just took two sips, man. I'm feeling woozy in
there. You drank the whole bottle. That's a
man,
lot of
you drank that whole bottle?
Yeah, you drank the whole bottle.
Talk about it. You put something in the drink.
That bottle was fresh,
by
man.
By the way, that Slick'em on the mic that actually came in here laughing. I don't know what's going on. He said something about a tampon. What happened?
Nah, it was a joke. That was in my head.
Yo, don't let that boy get that lick in him, man. See, this one is gonna be a problem right here.
I think our music is needed right now, man. Ain't no baby making music coming right now.
Y'all on Love and Hip Hop Miami? Is that true?
Marcus Cooper is.
Who told you that?
Love and Hip Hop Miami?
Huh?
That's what the word
what?
Is.
Y'all want to see us on Love and Hip Hop Miami?
I know Brian McKinney's on it.
Y'all want to see us on that?
Well, I think that would be very entertaining.
I don't think that's a bad way to get reintroduced to the game.
Think it's gonna be a good
idea? That'll be a good idea.
I don't think that's a bad idea.
It depends.
If Charlamagne says it's a good idea, it's a good idea.
Reality TV's changed a lot, though. Because, I mean, you got people like how successful Cardi B is right now.
Yeah.
K. Michelle. You know what I mean? Like, people are really turning it into something.
Might have to stay tuned.
And if Trick Daddy and Trina are on there, you know.
That could be a dope idea, you know?
Or it could not, depending on what happens. You just never know. It's really how you act yourself.
I mean, we is Dade County, Miami, Florida. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We the group that represent the bottom.
Right.
Now,
we've been watching y'all for a few years. It's always been rumors. We start with Spectacular. Spectacular had the video.
You were too quiet.
When you was in your briefs.
He was in his underwear.
He was in your underwear and you was dancing.
He did a couple of videos. It was a challenge. I don't...
Yeah.
Hey, you kind of nice today. What's going on, man?
No, we just starting. You kind of nice today. Did you get an underwear deal from that?
No, I ain't get no underwear deal. I should have got an underwear deal.
What kind of people were sending you challenges after you put up that tipsy challenge? Because I'm sure you got quite a few videos.
I mean, I don't know, man. I wasn't paying attention to it, man.
But it was for the ladies. Money. Right. It was for the ladies only. You also had a child, too?
Yeah. I got two kids.
Two kids now. Okay. Yeah.
Two beautiful kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never. The one thing that confused me about that video, though, they was trying to question your sexuality behind it. Now, mm-hmm. I was like, well, why? I think that's for the ladies. I don't think we should be watching that anyway.
Mm-hmm. Right. To be honest with you. I agree.
If Tyson Beckford can do it at Chippendales, and you can do it, bro.
Right.
Listen, man, I don't really care about people saying. I ain't get that about me by now. I don't care about what people say, and that's one thing about Spec. I get money. That's all I'm worrying about. I ain't worrying about what social media talking about.
And for the most part, man, our demographic is all women, man. So, you know, we go on stage, we gonna perform for the ladies. You know what I'm saying? I know you done seen Slick strip down on stage. Like,
why you trying to bring me in?
Why you trying to bring me in?
So everybody here has had some drama.
Baby Blue, what was Baby Blue's drama, Yee?
There was a child that...
that was a rumor.
Tisha Campbell's little sister, and Dwayne Martin was mad at you saying you're not taking care of your baby.
Man, that was not real. It was so fake.
But you said you did have intercourse, but you just didn't protect it.
You didn't shoot her club up?
Nah, man. It wasn't real. I thought it was. It wasn't real. This was before catfishing got big.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So they was like, oh, this is Tisha Campbell's sister. And they made up a fake phone line, you know, and was acting like it was Dwayne Martin.
Who does all this?
It was a catfish thing. Yeah, it was crazy. All phony.
So it wasn't even Tisha Campbell's sister or nothing?
Nothing.
But there was a real girl involved?
Yeah, it was a real girl.
And you thought she was Tisha Campbell's sister?
I didn't know who it was. Okay. I was just, at the end of the day, I'm a vocal person, so I'm not going to say nothing. So I just came on and was like, I mean, if I hit it, I strapped up, because I'm going to stay strapped.
Oh, okay.
Feel me?
And Slick'em, you had a sex tape a couple years ago.
Man, why the shortest dude in here look tall, man? He's real tall.
Now, Slick'em.
You see how I throw that off right now? You see how I throw that off?
That performance was subpar.
Hey, put some respect on my name. I'm going to get out of trail, y'all. I ain't going to say it no more.
But, Slick'em, I'm sure that couldn't have been your best work.
Nah, see what happened. hey, I don't know what I was thinking at that time of my life. I don't know what was going on. I can't even speak on it, but yeah, we moving forward and we're going to keep it positive.
Pleasure
told me to say that in the car.
Can we expect another take from you sometime?
You have to redeem yourself after that performance.
Is there going
to
be another one?
I got one right now on the phone, y'all.
Yo. But he ain't lying, though.
Hey.
Yo, this man is crazy. He is not lying, man.
Stuff like that don't hurt you, though, man. Ain't no little wild boy.
Nah, they already know that. Black they already privileges. Know.
I had to unfollow Slick on Instagram, bro.
You did?
I unfollowed him, too.
I had to unfollow. I was just strolling through my one day, and then next thing you know, I just see a dick in the screenshot. In the toilet. I said, all right.
You know what I never understood? Bro. I never understood how a Caucasian rock band can do crazy stuff.
Yeah,
but when
an
urban rock band do it, you know what I'm saying? They look at it kind of negatively.
Yeah, I mean, an R&B.
I don't like girls. I mean, dudes following me anyway. I just do it for the girls anyway.
So yeah, you ain't doing you gonna follow me. I've hit the unfollow button.
I already know. I see it every day.
It's entertaining.
Yep, we got more Pretty Ricky when we come back. We're going to talk about Pleasure Peace child molestation allegations. And did you know that Spectacular has been making some pretty sound investments? Oh, yeah. All that and more when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Yes, what's up? It's Angela Yee. It's The Breakfast Club, and that was Travis Scott, Goosebumps. Right now, we got Pretty Ricky in the building. Now, Charlamagne?
It was allegations, P. You had I think it was child molestation.
Yeah, that's a crazy one.
I feel like rumor. You addressed this up here before.
Yeah, I addressed it a million times, but you know, nobody want to hear the truth after the lies told. So it's just like, I don't even care no more, you know?
Nobody cares about the truth and the lies more entertaining.
Yeah, exactly. You know, say it all the time.
And they don't publicize the truth.
You know, I ain't really focused on that anymore. Like, I'm like so moving forward with my life. I don't even care. Whoever believe it, believe it. Whoever don't, I really don't. I don't care.
I just think the internet is undefeated, man. Like, they do it and
without
they go hard.
I was telling you, they did Bobby. They did Usher. They tried to dupe Marcus.
I don't know if those are two
good
examples.
It's a coincidence.
I don't know if those are two good examples. I ain't sure where Bobby or Usher stand right now at this present moment. Neither one of them are denying it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know where they stand right now.
Now, you guys haven't really answered the question about Love and Hip Hop, though. Is that happening? Or is it in talks?
I want to do it because you know my life is Love and Hip Hop. I got like 5 baby mamas, 8 kids.
You only got 5? I thought you had more.
I got more, but you know, them like God kids. I'm having sex with their mama, so I just say they God babies.
Okay.
You feel me?
You got 5 different baby mamas?
Yeah, 5 different baby mamas.
God damn.
I think the people would want to see us.
Is it
expensive to see us?
Of course.
Why your pinky up?
You got his pinky ring.
He's a distinguished
That's
self.
How a pimp play a drink right there. That's how a pimp daddy fat Lottie Pa Slick.
How's that going to affect y'all music if Slick the only one still wild?
Right, that's what I be trying to...
Guys be settled down. It happens. You got to grow up sometimes. And you can have your wife have puddles.
In the sheets. Puddles in the sheets. Like, feel like you're on the beat.
Why you look disgusted, Charlamagne?
Because I'm going to feel sorry for Slick when they go on tour and he got to fuck everything by himself.
that's all I do.
You still out here?
Listen.
Hey, listen. I'm too busy running
my
business.
Spank is on Instagram on one knee.
You see what Usher going through. You see what Bobby. I'm scared of these girls now. It ain't like it was, you know, when we was on Scream Tour and all of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers is like this now. And I'm just give me one woman, I'm straight.
I don't give a damn. Hey, but nah, for real though.
And he ain't gonna give a
damn.
He ain't gonna give a damn until he ends up in one of them situations.
I had a whole conversation with Slick. If he's trying to grow with somebody and he wants somebody to be supportive of him, listen, one day you got to take that step. You can't be 80 years old trying to be the pimp player thug.
Hugh Hefner.
If you want to grow with somebody, you want somebody to support you and be that foundation and, you know, push you or motivate you to do better and, you know.
Nah, man.
Spectacular. I heard you had a lot of success with, like, investments. Like, is that true?
What a drink this drink, too.
So I got a company called Adwazar Inc., and pretty much what we do is help companies and brands grow their social media following. So I just found out last week we just made Inc. 5,000 top 500. So the top 10% in America, the fastest growing company at 1,600% growth within the last 3 years.
That's awesome.
Congratulations, man. Clap it up for Spank.
How you getting to that kind of stuff? Like, what you want to that again?
So really, I was just on Twitter, man. Just doing my thing. We was on tour at the time, and one of my guys called me up. My boy Matty J called me up and was like, you know, you can make money off of tweets. So at that time, I was like, okay, if I can make money off of tweets, I had 50,000 followers at the time, that I thought of a grind video that would, you know, get my following.
That's
up.
Why you did that video.
So I figured out, you know, if I had 50,000 followers, if I had 100,000 followers, I'd make double with 50, like just being logical. And it just wasn't moving fast enough. So I started creating like different parody accounts. Which is like role playing accounts or whatever. So I create like Cat Williams, Will Ferrell, and like all these different accounts to grow a massive following. So after that, I became top five in advertising dollars on the whole Twitter platform and growing my page from 0 to 6 million followers. Then I created a cat called Grumpy Cat, which is worth like $100 million right now.
I see Grumpy Cat.
Yeah.
I created
Grumpy Cat. I was the very first meme on Twitter. My page right now got 1 million followers on
it. That's crazy.
Wow. I didn't know you get paid for memes.
Yeah. So, it's up from the advertisement. You get paid off the traffic, so traffic acquisition. So what I did was one day I was sitting down with Soulja Boy, Sean Kingston, who was just chilling or whatever, and we was just talking about it. He was bragging about their followers and how many followers they got. Oh, I got 5 million. I got 6 million. Just talking about it gave me the idea to start my own company and helping them monetize because they wasn't monetizing it at the time. So I said, okay, cool. So I decided to pretty much take the Pretty Ricky page and just, you know, at the time we didn't have no Facebook, so I merged all the fake accounts and then start building from there. And pretty much figured out a formula that I can do at scale. And then we was actually having a tour a couple years ago with Jay Holiday and Day 26, like a couple groups and like artists. And Jay Holiday had the highest following at the time, like at 1.5 million followers. And I signed him on the spot to my company. He was my first client. And I was making him like, you know, $20,000 a month off his social media page.
That's crazy.
And then once I did that, I started flying back and forth from Miami to Los Angeles, Miami to Los Angeles. Then I signed Bone Thugs and Harmony, Kevin Gates. We did a deal with Trina Pleasure. We got a Twister. Like, we got I got over 100 celebrities right now.
Wow.
Monetizing their social media and help them grow their social media following. And then after that, you know, we pretty much just started really just killing it. We did 1.5 billion video views last year and 136 billion impressions. And we grew all the followings of all our pages, 68 million last year. So
why the hell are you back with Pretty Ricky?
It's all love. It's all love.
I tell him that all the time. He act like it too, like he don't need Pretty Ricky.
Oh, you do?
He act like it too. he really act like it.
So listen,
you doing y'all a favor?
Yeah. He really do.
So hold on, time out.
I've been coming up with all type of excuses. Hey, my son having a graduation. I need
$15,000. I need you to send that right now.
Slick, you don't like the fact you're making money because y'all independent. Y'all got to fund the group.
His money is my money. Look here, baby. You got to roll with me, baby.
You ain't got no investment, Slick. What you been doing?
Oh, man, nigga, huh?
What I've been doing?
I've been making kids like Bob Marley.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? I make kids like Bob Marley, and that's about it.
How many kids you want to have?
About 14, 15, round that.
Do you get 14. Paternity tests like when a girl says?
Nah, I'm gonna take care of the baby anyway. It doesn't matter. Nah, but see, Spec the one who look at the baby and say it ain't mine. Spec get the baby at first. You know, Spec go like this. Nah, Slick, this ain't yours.
Hold on, what's my ratio of being right? What's my ratio?
Hey, boy, you undefeated, boy.
Yeah.
All right, we got more with Pretty Ricky when we come back. We need to find out if there was any animosity towards Pleasure P when he first left the group, okay? And this is their first single, our new single. What's the name of this record? Good Girls. World's Most Dangerous Morning Show, The Breakfast Club. That was new music from Pretty Ricky, Good Girls. Now, did y'all have any animosity towards Pleasure P when he left the group?
Nah, you know.
Damn, stop lying.
Nah. Listen, Pleasure came to me. We was at Circle House.
Been at, wrong.
No, you wouldn't know because you wasn't there. Pleasure came to me at Circle House Studios and was like, bro, I'm finna move out the crib. I'm not finna get out the group. I just want to move out the crib. We still going to do records. You feel me? It was more like the other people involved that had a problem because they weren't finna be able to have as much control over him like before. You feel me? Mm-hmm. But he was real transparent. Like I said, we kept in touch the whole way. That's how we was able to even put this back together. You know what
I'm
saying?
So all of you always got along, even at the point when Pretty Ricky wasn't together?
Hell nah. Me and Pleasure beef.
Right.
I felt like...
That's what I'm talking about,
yeah,
baby.
I felt like it was my group. But listen, like it was at one point we couldn't be in the room together, but it was everybody playing us against each other.
Right.
He had the BET Awards. I'm backstage. I'm like, man, let me go see Pleasure. His security like, nah, we ain't letting you in. He don't even know I'm outside.
Wow.
So I got a problem with that. Like, what you mean you ain't letting me in? That's my brother. Nah, I ain't letting you in. And I just told him about it. He like, I ain't even know you was out there. You feel me? So everybody was just playing both sides, trying to get what they could get out of the situation.
I don't know. It seemed like you felt like you were very by yourself.
Who, me?
Yeah, like you kind of felt like they wasn't messing with you.
Yeah, in a sense, the whole time I was in the group, I felt that way, yeah, for sure. But it was now that we're older, you know, you kind of see the situation for what it is, you know what I mean?
Right.
Everybody was young. We have older people involved, you know what I mean? Kind of dividing people and stuff like that. But, you know, that was then and now is now. We old enough to,
you know.
I ain't trying to drink that.
What was it? Just ego?
What's the name, but you need
I think it was definitely ego. I think it was, nah, I for sure think it was ego and just inexperience. You know what I mean? Black people or, I don't even want to say black people. I'm just say a person that ain't never had nothing that come to something. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we don't know how to handle that. And, you know, you just learn from your mistakes and you keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? That's all you can do.
Did you think that, like, you leaving was going to jeopardize the whole group?
Nah, you know what? I didn't even care when I left. You know what I mean? I was just like, I left when we was like on top too. I just wasn't happy, and I was just like, I'd rather do anything than this at the time. But you know, I never left to pursue a solo career. It was more so off of like money and stuff like that I wasn't getting.
Oh, so that's what it was. It was just all about finances.
Yeah, it's like we put in that work and ain't get no. We put in all that work and didn't get nothing out of it. It's like, bro,
putting
in
a lot of work. Yeah,
it's like watching that new edition movie.
Yeah, it was same situation.
I think P realized first, you know what I'm saying, because he already had responsibilities. He already had a kid, you know what I'm saying. So he had more demand for money, like we didn't, you know what I'm saying. So it didn't hit us till later.
We was brainwashed.
Yeah,
they was brainwashed.
So by the label?
No,
manager.
Yeah, exactly. So it was
who's the manager?
Mo' boy. So listen, so at the same time, it's like, you know, we kids. Like, so at the end of the day, we just following the leader, right? So if the leader say, this is what we should do, this is what's going to happen, and we trust in the leader, and then the leader do everything but lead us in the right direction, we got no choice but to end up in the dark, you know? Yeah, and Pleasure like, yo, this.
I was Ice Cube. In NWA.
I was the first.
Yo, bro, y'all don't see this? Hey, man.
When you realize it? Like, if we watching a Pretty Ricky movie, what's going to be the thing?
I realized it when we was on the road and we had no money. Or, you know, I wanna do something for my family, and it's like I gotta ask somebody to do something. And right. just the feeling of not being independent when you got a number one record out, it'll drive anybody crazy. And then me, I'm from the street, so I used to hustle. Like when they'll tell you, I used to hustle before I got into the group. So, you know, I'm used to having money all the time and stuff like that. I gave it up to pursue the group. So.
Having yeah. millions of fans, selling all these records.
Yeah, going somebody
platinum,
else living
and
like
I
a superstar.
Don't have no money.
Yeah.
When you guys got back together, did you have to have, did you have like a sit down and go over a lot of things that y'all didn't realize?
Oh, yeah, man.
Time?
We fought. We did it all. We fought. We cried. We laughed. We did it all. Mm-hmm.
Did y'all ever get physical with each other or just yelling
hell
at
you? Yeah, man. I was in LA with a black guy, got three missing teeth and shit. Broke leg, all type of shit going on,
who
man.
Who did that to you? Huh? Who did that to you?
These right here.
They jumped you?
Yeah, man, jump me.
Why y'all jump slick?
Why y'all blue? Jump me?
Blue, why y'all jump slick, man?
Why y'all did that to me?
Listen, I don't know what you're talking about, man. My role in the group, you know, I kind of like try to, you know, hold it together, you know what I'm saying? Make sure everybody eating, you know, bring the money to the table.
Make sure
I take all the goddamn.
You drank that whole bottle. Oh my god!
Y'all supposed to go on tour with B2K or something?
Nah, you know I was just sitting home thinking about like all of the dope groups and stuff like that. And I just thought if they got back together, that'll be like a cool tour too, just for the fans type of thing. But of course, you know, I reached out to Fizz. Fizz say he with it. Soon as I tweeted it, Raz B was on my line like he with it. You know what I mean? They say Jay Boog with it, but you know Omarion, you know he got his thing going right now. So I don't know if that would kind of conflict with what he's doing.
Omarion's still a cool dude.
He cool. Yeah, O is real cool. But
Fizz, you know Fizz, I do,
and one of the most talented in the game. Man.
Yeah, he's one of the most talented.
Okay, dance, man.
But he got his own, you know, his own solo thing going right now. So who knows? Maybe in the future that'll be like a dope tour, you know.
But we can appreciate.
Day 26 said they'll do it too.
Okay, that'd be good.
Yeah. I don't know if Day 26 got the catalog that y'all got and that B2K got. I don't know.
It's a brotherhood. It ain't really, you know. It's a brotherhood R&B music for our era. Ain't nobody doing. Nobody represents our era.
Y'all took him serious, like when they was like, you know, I guess because of the whole put together with reality TV thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
What are you talking about? B2K 26.
They made noise in the label. They was on the same label we was on. They made noise. You know?
And also people felt really invested because they felt like they knew them after watching them come together. Like, you kind of watched the whole thing happen from the beginning.
Hey, Fool and them had fans, though. Fool and them had fans, though. Even to today, if we do shows with them, like, I be trying to get a couple of their little groupies and all that, and, you know, they be like, nah, I want Willie.
Yeah, the shows we did with Day 26 and Jay Holiday, them was all sold out. So they pulled, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, together we pulled. Because I think what it does is it creates an experience for a fan. You know what I mean? They want us to come in, see the R&B music and the culture, you know?
Basically what I want to see is more of R&B people start, you know, doing things together. Everybody's saying R&B dead, but it's not dead. It's just, y'all, like, people are not getting together. We got the fans that's sitting there waiting. They want to hear that kind of music. You know what I mean?
We got to unify.
You just got to unify. You know what I mean? You would come to a Mario, Lloyd, Pretty Ricky, B2K, and whoever else. You know what I mean? That's of our generation. You'll come to that show.
All right. Well, Pretty Ricky, we thank you so much.
When the album coming out, man?
Yeah. Man, I'm mad my dog ain't here, man, because I was finna pull up on our trail, y'all.
Album coming out soon, man. We just wrapping it up, but we wanted to get a world of first single. Good Girls, y'all check it out. Get it on iTunes, support it. Y'all gonna hear a lot from us. We back, so.
Follow me on Instagram.
I think
Baby
they just
Blue
take
Whoa.
Care of me. And
you feel me?
Meanwhile,
I don't think you want nobody to know what your Instagram is, Blue.
Baby Blue Whoa.
Blue getting married, man.
How many A's on that whoa, though, bro? Huh? They gonna find it. It's four A's on that
Blue whoa. Getting married.
Baby Blue congratulations,
yeah,
bro.
Man, getting married, man.
Hey, thank you, man. I'm with a beautiful woman. You know what I'm saying? She love me for me. It's real, you know?
And she don't like you around Slick on tour.
Yeah. Blue got a high car. I don't know who his girl is.
Blue done left Miami. Blue don't even stay in Miami no more. Nobody stays in Miami but me.
Nobody see me.
I be seeing Pleasant
B
in Miami.
Pleasant stays in Jamaica.
I'm in Jamaica.
I'll be back and forth.
But I'm Dade County for life, man. It's in my heart, man.
Dade
I'm
County
Miami
life.
Born
yeah,
and
I'm
raised,
the only in Dade County. Spec, hey, shout out to my kids, Makari, Spec Jr., my fiance, Pretty Jamie.
Man, they all leaving you, Slick. This is sad, man.
Yeah. You feel me?
That's how I feel.
That's how I feel.
That's how I feel.
Pretty Ricky. Thank y'all for coming, man.
Thanks for having us, man.
I want to say, man, this is like literally my favorite morning show, and I know I ain't supposed to say that. Don't shoot me, the country, but I love this show.
Thank you, Blue.
You put Simon Madrain, man.
It's the Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Yes, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy is on vacation. That was Kendrick Lamar Humble. Salute to Pretty Ricky for coming through.
You know, yeah, very entertaining on this Freaky Friday.
I don't have no problem with the brothers getting back together. You know, one last stand. Go make some dollars.
Slickin' was going crazy.
People tweeting me talking about, yo, I'm reliving my middle school days right now because Pretty Ricky is on The Breakfast Club. Why not?
All right.
Now, you got your rumor report coming. You're talking Kodak Black, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Kodak Black was on Instagram Live, and fans were asking him about what he thinks about people like Lil Uzi Vert and Lil Yachty. All of them are kind of up in the same conversation as far as timing of when they release music. Well, here is what Kodak had to say. He gave a little freestyle.
I am not like the other. I don't even listen to Uzi. You in the booty. They confusing the community. I don't even listen to Yachty. They ain't gonna be dropping no knowledge. Ain't this thing I got my own following. I ain't Muslim, but I feel like Malcolm X.
Listen, man, I ain't want no rumbles. I ain't want no screws. I ain't want no messy bag. It's still a purse.
All right, if you don't know what
I understand what he's saying.
All right, go ahead, translate.
He said, F Lil Uzi.
He said, I don't even listen to Uzi.
Oh.
Look at you just making it even worse.
He definitely said something about taking penis in the booty.
He said, these N-words, D in the booty.
Oh. Okay.
They confusing the community. I don't even listen to Yachty. He don't even be dropping no knowledge. That's what he said.
Mm.
Play it one more time just because you got to hear it. Now that you know what he said, now you can listen.
I am not like the other. I don't even listen to Uzi. You in the booty. They confusing the community. I don't even listen to Yachty. They ain't gonna be dropping no knowledge. Ain't this thing I got my own following. I ain't Muslim, but I feel like Malcolm X.
Listen, man, I ain't want no rumbles. I ain't want no screws. I ain't want no messy bag. It's still a purse. Fuck that.
Man, whenever I hear Kodak Black not on a beat, he make me not want to hear his music.
Did
I actually
you just
like,
burp in yes, the middle
I
of
did.
That?
I actually like Kodak. He gave me gas. I actually like Kodak Black's music, but I just don't like anything outside of his music. What
right,
I hear
just
from Kodak
dropping
Black.
Some music
just keep putting out the music and don't do nothing else. Don't get on Instagram. Interviews are sort of entertaining sometimes.
All right, now 50 Cent has his new show coming on BET. And so congratulations to him. He's given a release date for that. And should be pretty exciting. September 28th is when 50 Central will be coming. It's half-hour long episodes. And it's, I guess, kind of like a variety show, right? He said, catch my new show, 50 Central, We Lit. I'm taking over BET. I'm getting rid of a few shows and bringing some heat. So congratulations to him. All right, and Remy Ma, on a preview for Wildin' Out, is, I guess, basically giving her final words on her beef with Nicki Minaj. They're doing that game, Rest in Peace. That's when they share a eulogy for a random selection of celebrities. Now, it wasn't even Remy Ma's turn, but everybody started chanting her name, and here's what she said.
Rest in peace, Nicki Minaj.
Cheetah.
Well, I'm sure she shot that months ago. For everybody right. who thinks Remy's just keeping the beef going, I'm sure she shot that around the time, you know.
And that was definitely an alley-oop from Wildin' Out. They knew she was going to say that.
I don't think
of course, if they started saying Nicki Minaj and Remy's there.
But that was a great moment this year. And I know, you know, we're getting closer to the end of the year, but we definitely are going to look back at that moment and not let anything distract us from the fact that Remy Ma did body Nicki Minaj over the Sheetha instrumental.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report. Now we are getting ready for Charlamagne's donkey of the day.
Yes.
Charlamagne, who you giving that donkey to?
It's a young old man from CNN named Jeffrey Lord. I like to call him Jeffrey Lord of the Lies. He needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him.
All right, well, let's do it. Donkey of the day up next. It's The Breakfast Club.
Charlamagne, say the gang, donkey of the day.
Charlamagne. You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yeah, the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Friday, August 11th. Goes to former CNN political commentator Jeffrey Lord. Now, I have told you all before that I hate Jeffrey Lord's face. Mm-hmm. He looks like the penis of an elderly, butt-naked man in the gym. Small, pink, wrinkled, with a tuft of gray hair covering it all. Okay? My nickname for him actually is Jeffrey Lord of the Lies. Jeffrey Lord of the Lies once said, "There are no people of color in America." He also once called the Ku Klux Klan a leftist organization. And he once argued that Ariana Grande was partly to blame for the terrorist attack at her concert in the United Kingdom. It seemed like Jeffrey Lowe was one of those people who wanted to protect our celebrity in chief, Donald Trump, at all costs. CNN host Anderson Cooper once told Jeffrey Lord of the Lies that he would defend Trump even if Trump took a dump on his desk. Now, I've given Jeffrey Lord of the Lies Donkey of the Day before. Remember, he's the same guy who said Donald Trump is the Martin Luther King Jr. of healthcare. Oh, you forgot about that? Don't believe he said it? Let's hear it.
Think of President Trump as the Martin Luther King of healthcare.
Oh, when I was Jeffrey.
A kid, when I was a kid, President Jeffrey. Kennedy did not want to introduce the civil rights bill because he said it wasn't popular, he didn't have the votes for it, etc. Dr. King kept putting people in the streets in harm's way to put the pressure on so that okay. the bill would be introduced.
Well, Jeffrey Lord of the Lies has been fired, ladies and gentlemen, not because of anything stupid he said on CNN, but because of something he said stupid on Twitter. See, Jeffrey Lord of the Lies retweeted an article from Spectator.org, and a guy named Angelo Caruso tweeted him and said, "Your headline has a mistake in it. Why do you expect anyone to take you seriously when you don't take yourself seriously?" Jeffrey Lord of the Lies replied by tweeting, "Seek hell." Did I pronounce that right? Doesn't matter. I'm not trying to. Okay? Now, I know
what does that mean?
S-I-E-G-H-E-I-L. Now, I know you probably have no idea what that means, so I'll answer you, Angela Yee, and everybody else out there who doesn't know. All you need to know is that it's a Nazi salute. Okay? Also known as the Hitler salute.
Whoa.
Yes. It's German-English translation is Hail Victory. The Nazi meaning is we will win or we salute the highest. Now, let me tell you something, America. There will never be a time when that's okay. All right. Siding with Nazis and Hitler is absolutely being on the wrong side of history. There is no context this tweet could have been in that would have made this OK. Now, a CNN spokesperson said in a statement, "Nazi salutes are indefensible." You think? All right. Jeffrey Lord is no longer with the network. Now, if you want to know how Jeffrey Lord of the Lies reacted to the firing, he simply tweeted out, LOL.
What?
He also spoke delusional. To CNN's Brian Stelter and said, "I love CNN, but I feel like they are caving the bullies here." No, it's not that they're caving the bullies. They just don't want Nazi supporters working for their company or Nazi cheerleaders. You can understand that, right? I mean, the Nazis killed tens of millions of people, 6 million Jewish people, 7 million Soviet civilians, 1.5 million kids. I mean, yeah, Jeffrey Lord of the Lies, it's safe to say you're rooting for the wrong team here, buddy. Please give Jeffrey Lord of the Lies the biggest hee-haw.
And he can LOL all he wants. This is now his legacy. You're the guy that wrote that on Twitter and got fired from your job.
And there's no context to it. Like, this look, it's just, he could have actually said he got hacked.
Yeah, he could have said anything.
He should have just said he got hacked.
All
now,
right.
It's Friday, so you know what that means. It's freaky Friday!
Oh, so we got to talk about sex.
Now, we got a study here, right?
It shows that most Americans actually choose to have pizza after having sex. So once you are done, laid up, what do you want to eat? Because a lot of times after sex, you're hungry, right? What do? They said 46% of singles are more attracted to their one-night stand if he or she is into certain foods. So the best food for that is pizza. Then after that is ice cream, then pasta, and then tacos.
See, me personally, after having sex, I like orange juice. I don't eat after sex.
Orange juice?
Yeah, I just crave orange juice.
I wouldn't want somebody to have sex with me, drink orange juice, and then breathe orange juice breath in my face. I hate orange juice breath.
Who breathing in your face after sex? I'm going to sleep.
Yeah, but you'd be sleeping cuddled up.
Huh?
That's how you're supposed to sleep after sex. You cuddle with your man face to face. Or he cuddles you in the spooning position, and then you can smell his breath.
I rub my wife's butt.
And then you guys love each other so much that your breathing actually syncs up, and you guys are breathing at the same time. It's called mirroring.
What are you talking about, Angela Yee? What is who's mirroring?
We mirror in the bed. Yes, you mirror each other, your breath. So you start breathing the same pace that he's breathing.
Y'all niggas mirroring? You mirror?
Yes. Just like when you love somebody and you're walking next to them and then you're taking the same steps. You're mirroring each other. That means you're in love.
Wow. Never knew that. You learn something new every day on The Breakfast Club. 1-800-585-1051.
What's your favorite food after sex? Yes. I just drink water, and I always keep water right next to the bed, whether I'm at home, I'm traveling, I have my water right next
to me.
That's
because your mouth is dry.
It is.
Drop one of Clues bombs for Angela Yee, damn it.
If you do it right, yes, your mouth should be dry.
Call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club.
It's Freaky Friday.
And we're talking about, what do you crave after sex?
Yes. What do you crave? Do you like?
Food or whatever. Drink. I personally like orange juice.
I thought most people like sandwiches, but I guess pizza is the number one thing that people like. Right? Don't people normally get up and make a sandwich?
Well, see, here's the thing. I don't eat that late. So it depends what time.
So you only have sex at night?
Yeah, it depends what time of day I'm having sex. If it's in the afternoon or something, I might, if I'm getting a little afternoon delight, I might go get me something out the kitchen, you know what I mean? But if it's late at night, I drink me some orange juice and go to sleep.
All right, well, let's talk to Tony. Tony, what do you have after sex?
No, what I'd love to do is to have sex with you and then afterwards lick the or eat pizza off of your toes.
All right, so you said you would wait.
That was the most terrible shot I ever seen shot in about 2 years, Tony.
I don't want pizza on my toes. That doesn't feel attractive to
Tony,
me.
Tony, you in the owner's box and you tried to shoot a shot to go into the bathroom.
He should have said
bro.
Ice cream or some type of syrup or something, but pizza on my toes.
That's all you got, Tony?
Hot cheese.
Well, after you, like, you could do it like after you work out.
Oh, my God. What was that?
He has a stutter.
The CD's skipping, Tony. Tony,
you have a stutter?
Tony, just type it. Just tweet it. Tweet it to you. Okay?
I have something for you to stutter on. All right. We got Tisha on the line. What's up, Tisha? What do you like to eat after sex?
Chicken noodle soup from Wawa.
Oh, shoot. Chicken noodle soup.
Who the hell going to Wawa for you, girl? Or did he go to Wawa before?
We get up all the time after we get done, and he be like, oh, I want some Wawa. So we go to Wawa. We get a big old cup of chicken noodle soup.
You from Philly?
No, I'm from South Carolina, Solomon. Hey.
South crack all day, but I'm going to tell you something. Ain't neither one of y'all doing it right if both of y'all got the energy to get up and go to Wawa
after
sex.
Now, Tisha, do you guys shower before you go, or do you just throw your clothes on?
We shower.
Lie. You tell us so much lies. And why are y'all legs so strong after sex?
Okay, look, it takes us a minute to get up. You know, you got the hot rag coming in the room. You lay there for a minute, cool off, and then you go to Wawa. Then you come back.
Okay, using a hot rag is not a shower, Tisha.
No, by the way, though, I respect the fact that you said hot rag because I always tell ladies this.
Don't bring that cold rag.
If a man skeets on you and he brings you back anything less than a hot rag to wipe you off, he don't care about your vagina.
The thing is, he always go get the hot rag. It's like a coochie spa.
Ah! How old are y'all?
I'm 32 and he's 30.
All right, they still might have the energy to get up and go to Wawa. Wait till y'all get over 35.
She's definitely not showering.
All right, thank you, Tisha.
Let's talk to Shantaya. Shantaya.
Hi, I love grapes. They're so juicy.
Mm. That's cute. That's actually very sexy.
That is a good good after sex snack. I've done that before.
Exactly, and I like it when they feed them to you.
Ain't nobody doing that to you after
Shantaya,
sex.
Yes,
they do.
You got a man?
Your poo-poo ain't that good, Shantaya, to be getting grapes fed to you after sex.
It's Shantaya, first of all.
All right,
I'm going to put that on my list. All right, we got Kels on the line. What's up, Kels?
Hey, what's good?
Kels, what you eat after sex?
Man, I like to give me a nice plate of some poontang pie.
So you eat
poontang
the box.
Poontang pie.
He eats the box.
Some poontang pie.
After sex?
No, as long as it ain't no mess in it, man. As long as it ain't made no mess in it, we good.
What if you had a condom on and it tastes a little rubbery?
No, I got a whole wife. I don't need all that.
You got a whole wife as opposed to one?
Okay, I'm not mad at that because that probably means that maybe she didn't have an orgasm during sex. So he finished, and then he's got to finish her. That's commendable.
No, that's why you put
it
beforehand. You're supposed to do that beforehand to ensure that she at least gets one. You rookies. Have a good day, sir.
All right. Well, we are talking about what do you eat after sex? A study shows that most people like to eat pizza in America after they have sex.
I don't even like to eat after sex. I like drink orange juice.
But you know what? If it's morning time, I think that's a good time to get some breakfast.
Oh, absolutely. Now, that's the best.
Now, that seems like a great idea.
That's
but nighttime, I don't think I would.
IHOP?
All right.
1-800-585-1051. Call us and tell us what you crave after sex. It's The Breakfast Club. It's the world's most dangerous morning show. The Breakfast Club is Friday, so you know what that means. It's Freaky Friday! And we're talking about, what do you crave after sex?
Yes, what is your number one thing that you like to eat after you have sex?
46% of all Americans say that their favorite thing to eat after sex is pizza. Personally, I like orange juice.
And I agree with the ice cream. Some people say ice cream. But I do think if it's morning time and it's breakfast time, you know, that's the perfect time to eat. Have sex and then have breakfast.
Absolutely.
All right, well, let's talk to Adrian. Adrian's on the line. Adrian, what do you like to eat after sex?
Peanut butter. Big-ass spoon of peanut butter.
Wow, a spoon of peanut butter.
One spoon of peanut butter.
I guess it actually fills you up.
A big-ass tablespoon, you know what I mean? Because I'm going to tell you why. After sex, it's like an exercise with me. It's exercise. I'm sweating, you know what I'm saying? We out sweating. It's like a workout for real. And I need to, like, the quickest, most fattening, most proteinist thing I can get. And that's a spoon of peanut butter.
Okay, so you need
accessible.
To get that protein back in your body.
Definitely. It's like a workout with me.
Oh, Lord.
All right, tough guy.
All right, let's talk to Manny. Manny's on the line. Manny, what is your favorite thing to eat after sex?
Peaches. I like the brand that don't make the peaches in a cup. Peaches.
Okay. All right,
peaches. All right, tell your boyfriend, no orange juice. After he do his thing, eat some peaches, come into bed, give you a kiss, thank me later.
No, okay, that makes sense, because that probably tastes really sweet if a guy kisses you right after he eats some peaches.
I like any kind of fruit. I like the grape. I like y'all talking about grapes and peaches, because those are simple. Y'all having full-blown meals after sex, something ain't right, especially late at night.
All right, Roxy's on the line. Roxy.
Hi, how you doing?
What's your number one after-sex food?
Oh, pineapples. I just love the taste of pineapples. It cleanses the palate.
And pineapples make you taste good, too.
Oh, definitely. You know, it's just juicy.
I'm noticing a trend here. Y'all better stock up on your fruit this weekend.
Man, but you know what? I think definitely keep some water by the bed. It's so hard to get up after sex and have to, like, go make something to eat.
That's what I'm talking about. If you're doing it right, I don't know, all these people with all this strength that can go make full meals in the kitchen and go to Wawa and stuff after sex. Who are these people?
All right, man. Caller 5 is on the line. Caller 5, what do you say you like to have after sex?
Definitely OG Kush and orange juice. Ain't nothing better.
That's very romantic.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. You lay in the bed with them weak legs, you know what I'm saying, and just blow down, drink some orange juice.
Does anybody else not like the smell of orange juice in someone's breath, or is it just me?
I think it's just you.
Yeah, I ain't never... Orange juice don't stink.
I don't like it just has a weird smell to me. I don't like anybody to kiss me after drinking orange juice. It's like a weird taste.
I don't like to brush my teeth after I drink some orange juice. I don't like to drink some orange juice after I brush my teeth. Right. That's about it.
All right, so we are talking about what you like to eat after sex. So, Charlamagne, I know you have a moral of the story.
I mean, the moral of the story is y'all just need to stock up on fruit this weekend. You know, I like to drink orange juice. It's all coming back to fruit, because orange juice comes from an orange, which is a fruit. Peaches, grapes, anything you can just quickly grab, pop in your mouth,
and
get some energy.
Oddly enough, most Americans said pizza, though. And that ain't have nothing to do with fruit.
I think that.
And then after that, it was ice cream, and then it was like tacos or something.
I can see pizza if you ordered pizza already earlier that night.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And you just had some still left in the kitchen. But if you ordering pizza, first of all, if you having sex late at night, what pizza place still open?
Oh, I'm in Brooklyn. They're open all night.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, that was Freaky Friday.
You got rumor report coming up next year?
Yes. Let's keep it freaky. Let's talk about what a fan wrote to August Alsina on her panties.
Oh, The Breakfast Club. Yes, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy is on vacation, and Angela Yee has her rumor report locked and loaded.
But before we get started, let's just talk about Donald Trump's tweet that he put out. This was just an hour ago. He said military solutions are now fully in place, locked and loaded, should North Korea act unwisely. Hopefully Kim Jong-un will find another path. So we don't know what's going to happen, and everybody in Guam is terrified right now.
Yep, I know one thing. Don't matter if Usher got herpes or not if we go to war with North Korea. Let's get into the rumor report.
This is the rumor report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
All right. Well, Quantasia Sharpton, everybody is poking holes in her story that she actually had sex with Usher.
What?
And even sources close to Usher, of course, as we told you before, are saying that she's just not his type. Well, people who are connected with her say she did indeed stay at the Days Inn the night of the concert that Usher took place, that she's saying she had sex. And that's where she's claiming that she had sex with Usher as well.
You really believe Usher came to a Days Inn to have sex? Come on, man. Quantasia Jungle.
This just sounded so crazy. Now, Baller Alert, in the meantime, has put up this post that actually shows a one of those. You know how Baller Alert does, like, the groupie tales? Well, Quantasia had actually sent a groupie tale back in 2014 about her and August Alsina. So they have now resurfaced this. And basically in that account, she says that she shared a night of passion with August Alsina after a show in Washington, D.C.
I can't wait to insult August Alsina and ask him about this story when I talk to my brother August Alsina. I can't wait to talk to him and ask him about this Quantasia person.
All right, well, here's August Alsina on stage because he loves the big women, too.
Let me compliment you on these draws because this look like a whole lot of loving right here. Some plus size love. I like that plus size love, too. There's a note on it that says, you may fall from the sky. You may fall from a tree. But the best way to fall is in love with me.
Oh, there you go, confirming rumors and not even knowing it, August. You like plus size love, huh?
Listen, those are his fans. You got to show love to everybody.
All I know is Quantasia is deserving of all of this fat shaming that she's receiving.
Okay. All right, now Chance the Rapper this weekend. Once again, Chance the Rapper has something great going on in his city in Chicago. Now, there's a parade on Saturday. He's going to give away 30,000 stuffed backpacks. And that's going to be for people at the parade and for students in Chicago for their back-to-school season. 30,000 backpacks stuffed with things that you need for school. So shout out to Chance the Rapper for that.
That's a good thing. Dropping a clues bomb for Chance the Rapper.
A great thing. All right, if you've been watching Basketball Wives, have you watched it at all?
Nope.
I've been actually watching Basketball Wives, and Evelyn Lozada, apparently she's now no longer with her fiancé, or former fiancé, Carl Crawford. Apparently she's single now. So there's all kinds of rumors swirling around about what happened. The rumor is that Carl didn't want to have a second baby. Evelyn was trying to have one. She did have a miscarriage after having their son, Leo. And apparently people are saying she tried to make it seem like everything was all good between her and Carl on this season of Basketball Wives. But once they didn't get married, they were supposed to get married in December of 2014. It was very clear that their relationship was not going anywhere. The other thing is that according to Evelyn, Carl Crawford was cheating on her. And so there you have it. She's single.
Why do you need more than one baby with a person who got a $142 million contract? And I think that was his second big deal. I know when the Dodgers cut him, he still had $35 million left that they had.
Girl, you sound like you are really trying to trap these guys. Just one is good.
Well, yeah, all you need is one with somebody like Carl. What you need two for? You good.
Oh, you're so logical. All right, Will Smith, in the meantime, was talking about what it was like being famous when he was in high school. You know, he discusses a lot of different things. He was on the new Apple Music series, Carpool Karaoke, and that's with, obviously based off of the show with James Corden. And you know, he wrote his first rap when he was 12 years old. It didn't really go anywhere. But Girls Ain't Nothing But Trouble, that was his first hit as part of Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. He wrote that when he was 16 years old. Here's what he had to say.
I wrote my first rhyme when I was 12. The first one that got released, I was 16. Girls Ain't Nothing But Trouble. I had a record on the radio for the last 30 days as a senior. You cannot beat your friends in high school knowing you have a hit record on the radio.
Seriously, yeah.
That's amazing to be in high school as a senior and you have a song on the radio.
Well, Fresh Prince was phenomenal, by the way. I never got into Will Smith as a rapper, but the Fresh Prince as a rapper was phenomenal.
That's because Will Smith was, you were kind of past that time period.
Yeah, that's what Vince Staples told me. Yeah, Vince Staples said Kittin' Jiggy with it was for kids, and he was right.
And that's true because my friend, her little sisters, boy, my friend Valerie, they used to do all the little Will Smith dances to Will. They were so into Will Smith, so... I've seen it with my own eyes. Now, you know, Will Smith is going to be reuniting with DJ Jazzy Jeff. They're doing two concert dates in Europe. So maybe, and that's later this month, that means more to come. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Yes, we got the People's Talk mix.
It's the People's Choice.
What's the name of that thing?
Why are you so disrespectful to Envy?
I forgot
to Envy been doing the People's Choice mix for 7 years, and you just call
it the People's Talk mix. Well, if he would actually let the people choose the music, then maybe I remember
Imagine it was just a mix of him talking.
It sounds like it sometimes. But the People's Choice mix is at 9 o'clock.
Is he going to play his brand new single?
Of course he's going to play his brand new single. The record with Fetty Wap called...
Text your number.
Text me your number.
No, stop saying text me your number. It's just text your number.
Text your number, which I've been arguing with people about for the longest because you can actually tell somebody text your number. If I give you my number and be like, yo, text me your number.
Oh, this is my song right here.
That's
too,
how
right
it goes. Thank you, Revolt TV. Have a good day. People's Choice Mix is up next to The Breakfast Club.